Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This is Jack Hoffman. For nearly 31 years, Tico's Steakhouse has been a staple for fine dining in Jackson, Mississippi. I would like to invite you to come experience our family tradition of our hospitality, sizzling steaks, and healthy poured beverages.
East County Lime Road in Ridgeland, 601-956-1030.
Welcome in on this Monday to the Rebel Report. It may not sound like it, but I am Michael Borky. Please forgive me today. I did some yard work yesterday, and my allergies are absolutely going haywire. So I don't sound like myself. If you hear random pauses, that is why. I'm losing it over here, but Ole Miss is not losing a series in Lexington. Ooh, how's that for a transition? We're going to talk baseball today. Ole Miss has a successful weekend in Lexington, taking 2 out of 3 from the Wildcats. It was an important series, no doubt. They really needed some good fortune, and they got it, not just with 2 wins on the weekend, but with the blown-up pitching rotation, having some real success against the Wildcats this weekend. So we're going to talk about that today. Series win for Ole Miss over Kentucky and the blown-up pitching rotation and whether or not you should be concerned about the offense. Before we get into all of that, though, I want to remind you, if you haven't already, follow me on Twitter, @MichaelBorky on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, all under the same name. Follow, like, subscribe, do all that stuff there for my personals. Also, if you're listening in browser to this and you haven't subscribed to the podcast, where you get podcasts, wherever you get them, search Rebel Report and subscribe there. And if you feel like it, leave a rating and a review. I would appreciate that so very much. Also, the podcast, gonna be a bit of a short one today. These are usually short anyway. It's more short form stuff anyway. Either way, appreciate you guys. Excuse me. Sorry. I'm telling you, this is gonna be a rough day. I don't know how the hell I'm gonna make it 3 hours on the radio this afternoon, but anyway. The podcast is brought to you by Advantage Business Systems. ABSMS.com is the website. If you're located anywhere inside of the state of Mississippi, if you are a business owner or a decision maker at your business, or you're looking for office technology and you are located anywhere inside of the borders of this state, Advantage Business Systems can help you. They have everything you need office technology. So things from copiers and printers and mail machines to data security and cloud storage, phone systems, technology in the office. If you need technology in the office, absms.com is the website. Tell them I sent you. You get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what your budget is, and they will provide a solution for you. Complimentary. The assessment, anyway. Complimentary to you. Just mention that I sent you. absms.com. The podcast is also brought to you by LB's, just across from Kroger on University Avenue. You got baseball in town this weekend. It's finally, I say finally, coming back. I mean, you just had it last weekend, too. But baseball's coming back. I know. I'm pulling up the weather right now. Actually, what the heck? What is this? What, high of 52 on Friday for the opening game of the Alabama series. 52. Saturday, 58. What happened to spring? It's April now. What is this? Anyway, so you're still going to maybe, you know, making a chili or something like that because that weather stinks. However, LB's, just across from Kroger and University, is the best place in the state to get your meat. Tell Greg, by the way, when you go there, that I sent you. You get great advice, too. If you don't really know what to cook, you just know you want to, they'll help you out. Great sides, everything you need for grilling or cooking with meat. They've got it. They also have lunch specials. Those are Monday through Friday. And LB's are big supporters of Ole Miss baseball. Speaking of Ole Miss baseball, it's the same take that I had after the Auburn series. I'll have it here. I'm not going to try to tell you that everything is fixed after the Tennessee debacle, which is what it was. Obviously, Tennessee is extremely good, one of the best teams in the country. But that was what you were supposed to be, right? One of the best teams in the country. Well, if you are on that plane, if you're a championship caliber team, no amount of Tennessee being good excuses what happened last weekend. I've seen a lot of that. I saw people say, oh, well, you need to grade the Tennessee series on a curve. No, the hell you don't. No, you do not. You got smoked at home by a team whose level you are supposed to be on. It'd be different if this was a first-year head coach. Yeah, you grade Lane Kiffin, for example, on a curve in year one playing in the SEC, not in year 22. No. Tennessee's very, 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 very good, no doubt. But you are supposed to be very, 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 very good and not get beat like that at home. Anyway, pushing that aside, because that doesn't matter anymore, despite them getting caught with illegal bats. More on that on the radio show this afternoon. I'm not saying that everything's fixed and it's all good and they're the best and they're going to go to Omaha, all that. No, I'm not saying that. But number one, a series win on the road is always a successful weekend, is always a positive weekend in this conference, regardless of opponent. Kentucky is absolutely not the worst team in the SEC. They're not particularly good either, but they did beat Georgia. They're in this middle tier of teams that can all kind of beat each other. Certainly not bad, right? So going on the road, despite the atmospheres being abysmal, does nobody there care about baseball at all? It's a tough thing to do. If you go on the road in this conference and you get two wins, it is a successful weekend. Just like it was against Auburn. It is Auburn ranked, by the way. It is this weekend as well. It is a successful weekend. Ole Miss gets two. It's a successful weekend. And I know there's a lot of hand-wringing, upset fans after Saturday's game. And that was premature because you got two, which is exactly what you needed. Now you've got Alabama at home, a real chance to win another series, and you start making these games up that you lost with the Tennessee weekend. And everything that you aspire to be is still in front of you. So that can never be taken away and should not ever be taken away from this team. I know some people will try to do it. I won't. Again, I don't think this means that everything's fixed and it's all back to normal and it's all good and throw a parade and all that. However, winning two on the road in this league against what was probably a pretty confident Kentucky team is a successful weekend. Full stop, big success. Ole Miss gets a series win. It's a successful weekend. And number two, if you listened to our radio show on Thursday or Friday, I said the same thing twice, and so I'll say it a third time to you. Ole Miss had starting pitching problems all season long. Despite some people trying to tell me that it was early, you guys heard me call this after like the first week. One of you even accused me of being a state homer on this podcast because I was not sold on Ole Miss's pitching and their defense. Well, their pitching didn't get any better, starting pitching. And that is a direct indictment on the head coach. If there is a personnel group that is bad in any sport, and it wasn't created by injury, that's an indictment on the coach. It's just how it is. Ole Miss's starting pitching problems this year lay down at the feet of the coach. But you have to give Mike Bianco credit for this. It could have been very easy to just say, yeah, screw it, we'll run it back. Tennessee's really good. And thrown Gattis out there on Friday and done it with Doherty again and then threw Diamond on Sunday and just been stubborn and kept the same rotation and just conceding that Tennessee's good and that being all it was and running it back. That would have been very easy to do and understandable to do if he did that. But credit to him for recognizing that what they were rolling out there is completely and totally unsustainable. They weren't going to win anything of value rolling out there what they were rolling out there on weekends all season long. And I told you this from the beginning. All season long, it was completely unsustainable. Credit to Mike Bianco for deciding to blow it all up. And for one weekend, it worked. Am I ready to say that, oh, this is the rotation and now they've got it all figured out? No, you've got to see it more than once. You do. You've got to see it more than once. But credit to Mike Bianco because he pulled the correct strings this weekend. He absolutely pulled the correct strings this weekend, blew up his rotation. Finally, Elliott got a weekend start, looked really good. I think there was a quick hook there that I didn't agree with, but either way, blew it up, and they had three quality starts. I mean, we'll go to Friday. DeLuccia was excellent. He's got the Friday night mentality. It's not – the stuff is good, but it's the mentality that he's got that really fits in this role. He went 6 1/3, only gave up one run on three hits, struck out 5, walked 1. Then you got Elliott. Weekend start for the freshman, pitched 4 1/3, gave up two runs on four hits, struck out four, and walked two. And Ole Miss kind of got smoked that day, but it wasn't because of Elliott. And then on Sunday, you get another quality start from Jack Washburn. This is all you need on Sundays. And Kentucky's not a bad hitting team, by the way. It's not like this is some nobody. Pretty good hitting baseball team was Kentucky. And Washburn gives up one run, and it was one earned run on five complete innings pitched, six strikeouts, and two walks. That's all you've needed. That is all that you have needed for this team to be a top eight seed, and all that stuff was this consistently on weekends. And we'll see if this does become a thing. But what you saw from the blown up brand new rotation was promise, was real promise. Quality starts, going deeper into games, getting into the seventh inning, getting into the sixth inning. Not just good starts, but long starts, saving your bullpen a little bit. This was a very promising weekend. Very promising weekend against a pretty decent hitting team. That doesn't mean all the problems are solved. No, we will find out. We will find out. I mean, Alabama should have swept Mississippi State. So I think if they look good again after this weekend, you've really got something here. The promise is there, but will it materialize into something consistent? We'll find out this weekend. But either way, Mike Bianco deserves credit for blowing it up, for starting over, pretty much starting over. Yeah, starting over. I mean, you've got guys that have had midweek starts, but that's it. And it worked. He pulled the right strings and it worked on the mound. We'll see if this becomes a consistent thing. But that was a really positive development. Elliott, he's got such a bright future as a pitcher at Ole Miss. I'm really high on that kid. So big, big weekend there. The issue, though, is the bats. They score two runs on just five hits on Friday night. They score two runs on four hits. And by the way, they had four combined errors in those two games, did Ole Miss. Defensively, they have not gotten any better, which is another thing that I was concerned about earlier. They need to improve dramatically defensively as well. But then they explode for 10 runs on Sunday on 13 hits. I've maintained all season after they've had bad hitting days and bad hitting weekends that this offense is better than they show. I think they're better than they showed the first two games of this series. I think they're better than they showed in the Tennessee series. I think they're better than they showed in the one game against UCF. I think it was, what was it, game two? Yeah, it was game two in that series where they couldn't hit anything. I don't know what the problem is. I'm not smart enough to diagnose the team's issues. I've seen a lot of people say they just don't, that they lack an alpha. And while I agree with that, because the quotes that came out from after the Tennessee series showed that, but I don't know if that's not why they're hitting. I don't know the answer to that, why they're not hitting. I just know that they're not. And I also know that this is a group of guys that you have a sample size on that shows they're better than what their production is at the moment. They have to figure it out. They do. But I still have confidence in these guys' ability to do it because of what we have seen from them in the past. We know how good they are. We've seen it in SEC play. We've seen them carry a team to game three of a super regional last year, them and Doug Nikhazy. And that was really it. We know that they can hit. We know that they can hit consistently. We know this lineup is filled with guys that have produced at the SEC level. But for whatever reason, they're not. I think you can make a couple of quick fixes right now. Calvin Harris needs to be in the lineup every day. He needs to be in the lineup every day. I don't care. I don't care about the lefty-righty thing that has always really felt stupid to me anyway. But I'm not a baseball analytic guy. I've just always found that nonsensical. If you've got a great hitter, let him hit every day. He needs to be in the lineup every day. And there's a couple of veterans right now who are not producing at the plate, and their defense is replaceable, at least right now. And I would consider a benching. And you saw one of those this weekend. I would consider making that more of a long-term thing because you're not getting any production right now. And I hate to sound so harsh. It is harsh, and that's why I'm not being specific with names. You guys can put one and two together. I know it's my job, right, to be critical and analyze and stuff like that. I certainly understand that. But it sucks because these are college kids, you know. It's just it's not right. But you've got a serious lack of production at the plate, and something's got to give. You have more options than this. You can get more creative than this, and I think they need to consider figuring that out. And then, of course, getting Kevin Graham, possibly their most consistent hitter, at least from what we know, back in the lineup will help a ton. But yeah, I would consider a benching at this point. The numbers are just not there, and it's gotten to a point now where the defense isn't a plus either. So I would consider making a change. I know it's tough to bench a veteran guy, but you can be fine on the infield and get better at the plate if you make a change, and I would consider doing that, at least for now anyway. So successful weekend, no doubt, for Ole Miss. Absolutely successful weekend, no doubt, for Ole Miss. They've got a big midweek game coming up in Pearl with Southern Miss. That's an important one. Southern Miss ranked now, by the way. That's tomorrow afternoon. Southern Miss ranked now has a very important baseball game going on right here in the capital city. Hope you guys are able to go out to that and enjoy that, because that's a big one suddenly. I mean, Southern Miss is trying to play their way into a host site. They're getting kind of close, and that's an important game for them, and they'll be locked in, really locked in and engaged for that one. So, and then Alabama coming up this weekend. Winnable games, no doubt. Maybe Ole Miss can keep the train rolling. So, good, successful weekend. May have found something on the mound. He may have found something on the mound, which is a huge development if it becomes a consistent thing. So, good weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll be back with you guys on Wednesday. There's your quick baseball weekend recap, and I'll see you later.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.